I swear my business name is original and unique. But is it really? Your brand name, logo, or slogan feels completely unique to you. But is it legally distinct enough to avoid trademark infringement? I'm Julie King, an intellectual property business and estate planning lawyer with King Patent and Business Law. This week, I'm talking about how with intellectual property, originality isn't just about belief, it's about legal reality. So, what counts as trademark infringement? Trademark infringement occurs when a mark is so similar to another for identical or similar goods or services that it creates likelihood of confusion. This means identical or even similar sounding or looking trademarks can be a problem if they exist in the same industry. For example, Starbucks with an O instead of a U for coffee would likely infringe on Starbucks because of phonetic and industry similarities. Similarly, Canva for online design software could be confused with Canva for art supplies since both businesses deal with the art industry, but neither would be confused with Canva for camping equipment. So, how do you find out if your name, logo, or other trademark is sufficiently distinct? A quick search on the internet is a great way to check for obvious problems, and it's something you can do yourself. Search the name or slogan on Google and social media and do a reverse image search on Google for a logo. Doing this kind of simple search when you're considering several different names, slogans, or logos can keep you from having to spend money on a full search by a lawyer for each possibility. You can save that kind of search for ones that don't get knocked out by this quick and simple kind of searching. When you have settled on what seems to be a promising candidate, then you need to have a professional search done by an experienced trademark attorney. They'll search for things that sound similar, look similar, have a similar meaning, etc., as well as analyze the results based on their years of experience so they can advise you about potential problems. They'll also be able to advise you on other possible problems, like a name being too generic to be registered or have any meaningful rights. Why is a professional trademark search critical? The USPTO trademark database, known as TESS, can be tricky. Searching the USPTO database can reveal some registered marks, but it often doesn't catch all of them. Also, learning to search the USPTO database thoroughly takes time because it's not intuitive. Common law trademarks must be considered too. Many businesses use trademarks without registering them, meaning Google and social media searches are essential. Trademark lawyers also know how to search online business registrations efficiently. So why pay for an attorney search instead of doing this DIY or using something like LegalZoom? An IP attorney uses specialized tools and expertise to find potential conflicts that simple searches miss. Services like LegalZoom provide basic artificial intelligence checks, but don't provide the strategic legal analysis that can prevent expensive disputes or prevent a lack of vital registration coverage. I know this from personal experience with clients. Even if you swear your name is original, failing to check properly could lead to a costly rebrand, or worse, an infringement lawsuit that could cost a bundle. If you found this useful, please like and subscribe to get regular tips on navigating intellectual property and business law issues.